Item two, discussion and possible action on authorization to update the actuarial turnover assumption for the retirement plan for employees of the Brazos River Authority presented by David Thompson. So this is kind of the same but different.
It's the same, and it's another table. The actuaries here, we've been using this Crocker Saracen P7, and it was developed back in the 50s. The actuaries say there is a 2003 plan that's more for a smaller plan like ours, that's a better table. And I agreed with the actuary that they'd like to move to that. The auditors also agreed that we ought to move to that. It doesn't have, we're talking about $30,000. But, and you've got to realize that a turnover table deals with people leaving BRA and not being part of the plan itself. This is a closed plan. So we have 300 employees that are vested. They can leave BRA, but they're still vested. So what happens is, in changing to this table, I think we will stabilize, and we're using the lowest, the best table for this. But the only reason that the change is there is because of a discounted present value of it, because it doesn't really have any impact to the plan itself. But my plan is to go to the 2003 and stay on that one, and I don't plan to change after that with that one. So the two together is about $292,000 in adjustment figure and to the $32 million we have.
Any discussion?
So my question is, why wouldn't we give you the same authority we just gave you to update it to whatever the actuaries wanted?
This will probably stay like this. The other one was from 1950 type thing. So we've been on that other plan for years. And this has no impact to the plan itself per se. $30,000 is nothing. I just didn't want to. It'll be hard for the actuaries to convince me that we need to change this one again. Sometime. But they could come back. But the auditor, this is immaterial. I'm not interested in changing. But if it does get changed, this one, you know, this doesn't make any sense to change it. It's so immaterial.
So I think it's 2021. Why would we wait 17 years to ask to change it?
I think what they did is they found the 2003 plan that was out there and decided that it was for less than 1,000 employees, whereas the other one was a general population for all plans like that. So this is a better fit for us, is what they're saying. And other than that, you know, that was the only reason they recommended the change. I went ahead and the change, it seemed to be a better fit for us, but we could have stayed with the same one.
David, another point is they're all new actuaries. It's the same company, but you know, the turnover and the head actuary probably, you know, it's just different eyes looking at it.
I don't know if you remember Jen Turk before the labor came down, which they have now new actuaries heading up to.
Employees, same company, it's just turnover in their company.
People. What happens when they get another new person and they want to go to another new plan? We just
have to
do this again.
Apparently they don't change this very often, since, you know, they went from the 50s to 2003 and, you know, and still don't have a new one since then.
That was going to be my next question.
Yeah. My next question is there a more current than 2003, or that's it?
Not that we're aware of.
It's not
for our size plan. If there is, it's for maybe larger plans than ours.
Actuaries are interesting folks. I can't keep up with their mathematics.
Is there any more discussion? Please read the resolution.
Be resolved that Brazos River Authority Retirement Committee authorized the change from the actual Crocker Saracen T7 turnover table to the 2003 Society of Actuary Turnover Study Small Plan Age Based Table.
You've heard the reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Second.
Please poll the committee.
Wait, you can make a motion?
On this one.
What was, right?
Did, oh. Please poll the committee.
Chairman Luton?
Yes.
Director Taylor?
Yes.
Director Henderson?
Yes.
Director Leslie?
Yes.
Director Callis?
Yes.